four. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, I love counting, whatever the amount. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, yeah, 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 hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, that's his song.
Listening to Rozzano Radio on WMFO, Medford, 91.5 FM.
All the way from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and today.
A crazy mix and mash of the best freestyle music.
1969.
He is in his office now and would like to say a few words to you, over. That would be an honor. Go ahead, Mr. President. This is Houston out.
Hello, Neil and Buzz. I'm talking to you by telephone from the Oval Room at the White House. And this certainly has to be the most historic telephone call ever made from the White House. I just can't tell you how proud we all are of what you have done. For every American, this has to be the proudest day of our lives. And for people all over the world, I am sure that they too join with Americans in recognizing what an immense feat this is. Because of what you have done, the heavens have become a part of man's world. And as you talk to us from the Sea of Tranquility, it inspires us to redouble our efforts to bring peace and tranquility to Earth. For one priceless moment in the whole history of man, all the people on this earth are truly one. One in their pride in what you have done, and one in our prayers that you will return safely to Earth.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a great honor and privilege for us to be here representing not only the United States, but and of peace of all nations, and with interest and a curiosity and with a vision for the future. Honor for us to be able to participate here today.
And thank you very much, and I look forward, all of us look forward to seeing you on the Hornet on Thursday.
Look forward to that very much, sir.
This is the largest group of people ever assembled in one place. The important thing that you've proven to the world is that 500,000 kids, and I call you kids because I have children older than you are, 500,000 young people can get together and have 3 days of fun and music, and have nothing but fun and music, and I God bless you for it.
The man you just saw was Max Yasger, the owner of a farm in Bethel, New York, where Woodstock was held. Woodstock, a 3-day concert full of peace and music, took place on August 15th through the 18th in 1969.
I've never seen anything like this, man.
A rock music festival that drew hundreds of thousands of young people to a dairy farm in White Lake, New York, over the weekend came to an end today. And we have a report from Richard O'Brien.
They listened for 3 days, and today they sounded the retreat and headed for home. The sponsors said it was going to be 3 days of peace and music. It was that all right, and much more. Estimates of the crowd ranged up to more than 300,000, and it was that size that caused most of the trouble. That and the rainstorms that turned the big dairy meadow into a mud farm. The big problem was that no one had even the slightest notion that they would come in such numbers. Today, wearied but still light of heart, they huddled their masses and set out for home. And they headed in every direction. As one official pointed out, with 300,000 people, you are not dealing with just a crowd, but virtually a city. And as a city, it had city problems. One youngster died of a suspected overdose of heroin. 80 others were arrested on drug charges. Another boy killed when the driver of a tractor failed to see him inside a sleeping bag. One of the promoters says he wouldn't try this again unless he could rent the Grand Canyon. He may have to. Already there are threats of lawsuits from local business people who called it a disgrace. The kids said it was just great. And so, it's all over, except for the massive cleanup job that remains. The Woodstock Music and Art Fair, having done its thing, quietly folds its tent and steals away. Till another day. Richard O'Brien, CBS News, White Lake, New York.
In a minute, we'll have CBS News correspondent John Lawrence with an analysis of the White Lake phenomenon.
Good morning, Boston, and hello to all my listeners all over the world. Thank you very much for tuning in. Today, we have a special treat for you. We got three top 10 countdowns coming your way. The years are going to be 1969, 1971, and 1975. And a shout out to Barry for picking the year 1969, and Bobby G for picking 1971. And Sippy for picking 1975. Okay, we're gonna start it out with the top 10 songs of 1969 according to Billboard magazine. So crank it up and enjoy.
10. Now I don't hardly know her, but I think I could love her. Crimson and over and over.
9.
In love. Oh.
mean it all in love again. I gave my heart so easily. I cast aside my pride. But when you fell for someone else, baby, I broke up all inside. And it looks like I'm never gonna fall in love again.
End of the spring, and here she comes back. Hi, 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 babe.
Yeah. 4.
Can fly like a bird.
Just heard the top 10 songs of 1969 according to Billboard magazine, and they were: at number 10, Tommy James and the Shondells with Crimson and Clover. Number 9 was Build Me Up Buttercup by the Foundations. Number 8 was I'll Never Fall in Love Again by Tom Jones. Number 7 was Hot Fun in the Summertime by Sly and the Family Stone. Number 6 was Dizzy by Tommy Rowe. Number 5 was Everyday People by Sly and the Family Stone. Number 4 was Honky Tonk Woman by the Rolling Stones. Number 3, I Can't Get Next to You by the Temptations. Number 2, Aquarius Let the Sunshine In by the Fifth Dimension. And at number 1 was the Archies with Sugar Sugar. And at the very top, we had President Nixon talking to Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong on the moon. We also had some information on Woodstock, which happened in 1969 as well. Don't touch that dial. We got two more countdowns coming at you, 1971 and 1975.
You're listening to Rosano Radio on WMFO and Method Mass, 91.5 FM and live worldwide on the web at WMFO.org.
I'm your host, FR, and if you need to get in touch with me, just go to rosanoradio.com. That's R-O-S-S-A-N-O radio.com and click on the contact link. If you want to get your music on this show, just click on Submit Music. Or if you want to give me a shout here, you can call me at 855-915-9636. Okay, coming up right now is the top 10 songs of 1971 according to Billboard magazine. Enjoy.
10. Hey girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Not three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you
meet me in the hall.
Gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart.
almost heaven. West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place.
Sweet. Music.
They took the whole Cherokee Nation, put us on this reservation, took away our ways of life.
WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide on the web at WMFO.org.
Five.
I can think of younger days when living for my life was everything a man could want to do.
I could never see tomorrow, but I was never told about the sorrows.
And how can you mend the broken hearts?
How can you stop the rain from falling down?
Shining, what makes the world go round?
How can you mend this broken man?
How can a loser ever win?
I can still feel the breeze that rustles through the trees, and misty memories of days gone by.
We could never see tomorrow. No one said a word
can you stop the rain from falling down?
How can you stop the sun from shining? What makes